Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, it's over! The Red Sox have won the World Championship! The Boston Red Sox beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 5-1. They win the World Series 4-1. And the Red Sox become the first team in the 21st century with 4 World Championships. Can you believe it?
That was the call on WEEI last night as the Red Sox won the World Series in Los Angeles. 4 titles in 15 seasons makes that 86-year championship drought that ended in 2004 feel like ancient history. With us now for a look at what the Red Sox have accomplished this century is longtime Boston Globe sports writer and columnist Bob Ryan. Good morning, Bob, and thanks for joining WBUR's Morning Edition.
Oh, you're entirely welcome.
So, Bob, we should remember, until 2004, Yankees fans used to chant 1918 to remind Sox fans of exactly how long it had been since this team had won a championship. That was the Red Sox identity for a long time.
The 86 years drought between 18 and 04 was much discussed. There were lots of heartbreak. 4 seventh-game losses, they were pretty excruciating. Yes, lots of history to erase, which they have done emphatically. And, of course, the one most interesting thing is if you're 15 or 18 years old or 20 years old, maybe even 25, you know nothing else except this complete success that Boston sports teams have had.
Is that old losing culture, is that completely forgotten now?
I think there are going to be some people that enjoy wallowing in their own misery about bringing up the old history, but I think it's been pretty much erased.
What's changed for the Red Sox in the last decade and a half, you know, compared to the...
You've got to start with the ownership that came in and had a can-do approach. With all due respect to the previous regime, everything was you can't. We can't expand the stadium. We can't do this. We can't do that. And I'm going to give John Henry credit. John Henry came in and Tom Werner and then Larry Lucchino, who was their original CEO, and it was always can-do. And hiring Janet Marie Smith, the great architect, to help modernize Fenway, if you will. And then the personnel decisions, hiring this 27-year-old wunderchild, Theo Epstein, to be your general manager, and then following it up by going after the hottest general manager on the open market when they needed another general manager in Dave Dombrowski. They're aggressive and intelligent.
I know a lot of the players have been really going out of their way throughout the playoffs, really, to credit first-year manager Alex Cora with the team's success. I know it's one season. It was a great season, but what sets him apart from other managers, other teams?
If you would have a checklist of what you need in a modern 21st century baseball manager, it would be basically somebody who is not too far removed from his playing days, i.e. he's 42 years old. B, very important, bilingual. He checks every box that you'd want checked in the modern managerial derby.
A lot of memorable Sox teams over the years. Where does this one with 108 regular season wins fit in Sox history?
They're going to be able to claim a spot at the top. The only threat to them in this discussion are the 1912 Red Sox, whose last claim to fame will be that they had a higher winning percentage than this team. But that I think if you have to go that far back in a different world of baseball to find anybody as good as this team, that's a reach.
You're doing pretty well. All right, Boston Globe columnist Bob Ryan, a pleasure as always.
You're welcome.